Hello and welcome to my channel. Thank you for being here. In this video, I want to share with you something that nobody seems to be really focusing on. Nobody's talking about it, but it is a significant red flag and it is an indication that things are changing literally with a speed of light. Let's talk about corporate bankruptcies. It is shocking, but 2023 is expected to be the biggest year for Chapter 11 bankruptcy filings in over a decade. Bankruptcies are up 216%, and you know, the worst part about that is that we're not even halfway through 2023. For example, for the first 4 months, January through April, more than 230 American companies filed for bankruptcy. Before we move on, I hope that you consider subscribing to my channels on YouTube and on Rumble, and make sure that you check out my newsletter that is available on Substack. You will find the links below. So the distress in the economy, uncertainty, and of course, sharp increases in borrowing costs are making it difficult for well-established companies to remain profitable, and it is only getting worse. Given the latest CPI report, as of April of this year, we covered it in one of my previous videos, the Federal Reserve is very unlikely to pause, much less to cut rates in the next several months. In fact, Jerome Powell, just a couple of days ago, once again emphasized that the Federal Reserve is strongly committed, those are his words, to lowering inflation to 2%. Starting in 2019 and through the beginning of 2022, during the pandemic, debt was very cheap, so companies took on more debt and extended their existing debt. It was virtually a free way to pay for everything. Plus, the government also supported businesses during the pandemic, which helped maintain bankruptcy levels relatively low. But last year, in 2022, things changed dramatically when the Federal Reserve started to hike rates aggressively. So in the first quarter of this year, the number of bankruptcies more than doubled compared to the same period last year. But here's the red flag. The number of bankruptcies so far exceeded prior levels of any year since 2010. These companies that are going bankrupt cannot pay off their debt. They are defaulting on their debts and file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. First, there were multiple waves of layoffs. You may remember this. Now we're seeing waves of bankruptcies. This is actually a global trend. This is not just specific to the US. And that is because foreign central banks are doing the same exact thing that the Fed is doing. They're increasing rates to fight inflation. Globally, corporate defaults increased 75% during the first quarter of 2023 when compared to the same period last year. The Jefferies analysts expect this trend to continue. The main three reasons why so many companies are struggling and eventually going bankrupt are fast rising interest rates, of course, inflation that's not going away no matter what, and a slowing economy, meaning consumer demand. These three things drove many billion-dollar companies to essentially find themselves at a breaking point. It is really interesting because some sectors are seeing more bankruptcies than others. It seems that food-related and industrial sectors are seeing the biggest increases in bankruptcy filings, but more and more sectors start to experience this as well, especially, of course, in real estate. It makes perfect sense, right? Throughout our history, when things get really, really bad, the first type of purchases that people choose not to make are those that are technically considered to be discretionary purchases. These are your wants, not your needs. So restaurants and retailers are extremely sensitive to worsening economic conditions. This is why Bed Bath & Beyond is one of the latest cases. I think that we will see many more similar companies struggle this year. Not just multi-billion dollar companies, but mid-sized ones as well. Not only is it increasingly expensive to service their debt, but banks have started to tighten their lending, and that is a very important thing to keep in mind. Treasury Secretary Yellen announced just several weeks ago, she said that you need to expect banks to tighten lending as economic conditions worsen. So banks are pulling back and both business and personal loans are becoming more difficult to get approved for. Banks are not lending. Instead, they're increasing their reserves to cover failed loans. And so what does that really mean? It shows that they are expecting delinquencies to go up. And that lack of available lending is a big issue, not just for struggling companies, but also for perfectly healthy companies. At this time, we don't really know if the Federal Reserve will pause in June or if it will continue the rate hikes. But I think it is safe to say that if the Fed truly wants to reach that 2% inflation rate, it will hike once again in June. And if it does, we will see more companies trying to cut costs. We'll see layoffs, because layoffs are definitely one of the most effective ways to cut costs, as payroll is typically one of the biggest expenses on their income statements. And if that doesn't work, we'll see more Chapter 11 bankruptcy filings. There are forecasts that corporate defaults here in the United States may increase to around 15%. They say 8% is more likely, but don't rule out 15. And that's probably the worst case scenario, of course, but Bank of America, for example, believes that there is a good possibility that it may happen. So increasing bankruptcies, more companies are expected to fail. Skyrocketing consumer debt, it just surpassed $19 trillion recently. Recent bank failures, and all of these things are happening before we're even in an official recession. Yet we're still hearing that a so-called soft landing might still be a possibility. Leave me a comment below, let me know if you think we'll see a soft landing. Now I would like to tell you about the sponsor of today's video, Birch Gold. As the economy is showing more and more red flags, we need to look for ways to protect our savings and our investments. Now is the time to diversify with physical precious metals, including gold and silver. You want to keep some of your savings invested in gold and silver because precious metals are the ultimate store of value. What I love about Birch Gold is that you can purchase precious metals for physical possession. They will deliver your gold or your silver to you. Alternatively, you can choose to roll over your retirement account into a precious metals IRA. And you know, the best part about that is that there will be zero tax implications or penalties when you do so. Follow the link shared in the description below to get started, order a free kit to learn more about the company, and speak to a precious metals specialist. Thank you for watching the video. If you enjoyed this video, give it a like and consider sharing it. It goes a long way. Subscribe to my channel. I would love to have you back for my next one. And if you enjoy reading as much as I do, I recently started a newsletter that you might enjoy as well. I will leave it linked below. I'll see you in my next one tomorrow. Take care.